Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. With us today is Cynthia Barnes, a travel writer. Cynthia, how did you happen to become a travel writer? Let's start with a bit of history. Tell us about your childhood.
I grew up in a small town in the state of Arkansas, with kids who had never been to any other places and who desperately wanted to see the world. They used to invent adventures for themselves in order to make up for the monotony of their real life. But I was lucky. My mum used to go on business trips to the neighbouring states, and once in a while she took me with her. They were real adventures, and I was delighted. But it had always been my dream to go to the far-off countries I had read about in the National Geographic magazines. There were piles of them in Dad's study, as well as an unlimited supply of books about explorations and adventures.
What do you usually feel before you set out on a journey?
I remember when I was little, the night before we'd leave for a trip, I had an absolutely unforgettable feeling, that can't sleep butterfly feeling. I couldn't wait to go. It's still with me today.
And how did you get started writing?
I have always been writing. I even won a Daughters of the American Revolution poetry contest in the fifth grade, and they gave me a $50 saving bond. It was a childish little poem that began, "Our nation, it was founded by brave people long ago." Then I moved to Colombia and fell in with a group of writers. Actually, after school, all my jobs eventually were about producing newsletters, correcting ads, rewriting bad brochures. I've always kept journals, written letters, played around with personal essays. I never stopped writing. I can't do without it. It's in my blood.
You spend most of your life travelling. What do you do when you don't travel?
If I don't travel, I write. But I don't stop travelling, to be honest. I travel everywhere, at any time and in any possible way. By car, by plane, by horse or camel, by canoe or simply on foot.
Is it the major challenge for you as a travel writer?
Well, you see, travelling is a great pleasure and a thrill for me, although some of my friends find it tiring to be constantly away from home for a long time. I like meeting new people, hearing their stories, tasting their food. But writers need time alone to reflect on what they have seen, what they have heard. And that's where the problem lies. In a true-to-life story, a lot depends on whether you can balance your own solitary exploration and other people's stories. When you're with others, you're distracted. But when you're by yourself, you have only your own impressions and observations, and they can be misleading.
What was the most thrilling experience you had as a traveller?
It was an incredible expedition together with two adventurous travellers. We went to the rainforest in New Guinea, the most remote forest on Earth. we trekked across the island and lived with the local tribe. They are hunters. They live in total isolation from the rest of the world. Their only tools are stone axes and arrows. To survive in the jungle with them was a hardcore challenge. We had to learn how to eat insects, as we simply couldn't hunt even small wild animals the way they do. But in fact, the biggest challenge was to establish contacts with the local tribe. You see, when we arrived, they met us with arrows, which they pointed at our heads very aggressively. It wasn't the kind of greeting we were used to. We didn't know a word in their language to speak to them, to ask them what all these rituals meant. We had to learn all this stuff to survive, to watch our gestures and tone of voice, or we would die in the jungle.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering going into travel writing?
It's great work, but it's work. It's also an obligation. You're in charge of what you write. Maybe your reader will never go to a place you're writing about, but he has always dreamt about it. Don't sell yourself or your observations short. And never ever trade your stories for TV clips. Writing is not about bargaining or getting profits. Telling stories about travel is an honourable profession. Mark Twain was a travel writer. So was Hemingway.
What is the biggest reward of life as a travel writer?
I sometimes go to luxury resorts to write stories about the area. Of course, I'm kidding. You see, I've watched the sunrise on the Pacific coast and seen the Grand Canyon under a full moon. I saw fascinating sights in these places, the views. But most valuable is the incredible generosity and the spirit of the people I've met on my routes. It's the biggest blessing to have a glimpse into their lives. This is what makes me stay in my business.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. With us today is Cynthia Barnes, a travel writer. Cynthia, how did you happen to become a travel writer? Let's start with a bit of history. Tell us about your childhood.
I grew up in a small town in the state of Arkansas, with kids who had never been to any other places and who desperately wanted to see the world. They used to invent adventures for themselves in order to make up for the monotony of their real life. But I was lucky. My mum used to go on business trips to the neighbouring states, and once in a while she took me with her. They were real adventures, and I was delighted. But it had always been my dream to go to the far-off countries I had read about in the National Geographic magazines. There were piles of them in Dad's study, as well as an unlimited supply of books about explorations and adventures.
What do you usually feel before you set out on a journey?
I remember when I was little, the night before we'd leave for a trip, I had an absolutely unforgettable feeling, that can't sleep butterfly feeling. I couldn't wait to go. It's still with me today.
And how did you get started writing?
I have always been writing. I even won a Daughters of the American Revolution poetry contest in the fifth grade, and they gave me a $50 saving bond. It was a childish little poem that began, "Our nation, it was founded by brave people long ago." Then I moved to Colombia and fell in with a group of writers. Actually, after school, all my jobs eventually were about producing newsletters, correcting ads, rewriting bad brochures. I've always kept journals, written letters, played around with personal essays. I never stopped writing. I can't do without it. It's in my blood.
You spend most of your life travelling. What do you do when you don't travel?
If I don't travel, I write. But I don't stop travelling, to be honest. I travel everywhere, at any time, and in any possible way. by car, by plane, by horse or camel, by canoe or simply on foot.
Is it the major challenge for you as a travel writer?
Well, you see, travelling is a great pleasure and a thrill for me, although some of my friends find it tiring to be constantly away from home for a long time. I like meeting new people, hearing their stories, tasting their food. But writers need time alone to reflect on what they have seen, what they have heard. And that's where the problem lies. In a true-to-life story, a lot depends on whether you can balance your own solitary exploration and other people's stories. When you're with others, you're distracted. But when you're by yourself, you have only your own impressions and observations, and they can be misleading.
What was the most thrilling experience you had as a traveller?
It was an incredible expedition together with two adventurous travellers. We went to the rainforest in New Guinea, the most remote forest on Earth. We trekked across the island and lived with the local tribe. They are hunters. They live in total isolation from the rest of the world. Their only tools are stone axes and arrows. To survive in the jungle with them was a hardcore challenge. We had to learn how to eat insects, as we simply couldn't hunt even small wild animals the way they do. But in fact, the biggest challenge was to establish contacts with the local tribe. You see, when we arrived, they met us with arrows, which they pointed at our heads very aggressively. It wasn't the kind of greeting we were used to. We didn't know a word in their language to speak to them, to ask them what all these rituals meant. We had to learn all this stuff to survive, to watch our gestures and tone of voice, or we would die in the jungle.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering going into travel writing?
It's great work, but it's work. It's also an obligation. You're in charge of what you write. Maybe your reader will never go to a place you're writing about, but he has always dreamt about it. Don't sell yourself or your observations short. And never ever trade your stories for TV clips. Writing is not about bargaining or getting profits. Telling stories about travel is an honourable profession. Mark Twain was a travel writer. So was Hemingway.
What is the biggest reward of life as a travel writer?
I sometimes go to luxury resorts to write stories about the area. Of course, I'm kidding. You see, I've watched the sunrise on the Pacific coast and seen the Grand Canyon under a full moon. I saw fascinating sights in these places, the views. But most valuable is the incredible generosity and the spirit of the people I've met on my routes. It's the biggest blessing to have a glimpse into their lives. This is what makes me stay in my business.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.